Donnelly serves it up. Rosado makes the pass. Swenson goes left side. Big block! Hard is stopped by Cooney and Bastinelli. Point, Illinois. Illinois wins. The Illini take the fourth set, 25-20, and they win the match 3-1. Joining me now, Illinois, our Illini player of the match, Illinois setter Jordan Polzer. Congratulations to you and the team. What a gutty effort tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, really, after losing the first set, and that set could have gone either way.
Right.
We've seen our team maybe have some slow starts and then kind of tail off, but middle two sets were never in doubt, in my opinion.
No, I agree.
We dominated.
I agree. I think it was important for us, you know, after last night losing to Wisconsin, it was important for us to let it go and focus on the next match. You know, every goal that we've had has been, what's next, what's next, what's next? So, you know, after last night, after about 8:30, our next goal was to beat Minnesota, and luckily we achieved that one.
Spread it around pretty good tonight. Megan had 26 attempts, Jack had 45.
Yeah.
Who did you have the most confidence in tonight? I know you don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but, you know, Jack got hot there at a real crucial stretch, I felt.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think I felt comfortable giving the ball to anyone tonight, honestly. And it was great that no matter what the outcome was of the point, whether it was our point or, you know, whether they got it, we were able to to focus on the next point. And that, I think, staying in the moment really helped us win that match.
You hit 750 tonight, and with 9 kills, you were 1 kill shy of a triple-double, which I know is the furthest thing, in all honesty, from your mind when you go out there. But they tell me that would have been the first triple-double for an Illinois player since 1998, which is probably right around when you were born.
I was born around 97. So.
But that's not on your mind. But talk a little bit about when you're front row, you know, being able to see and what kind of makes you read, okay, I should attack here, or tell us a little bit about your philosophy on that.
You know, honestly, when I go over, whether I score or not, it keeps the middle blocker honest and it keeps their defense honest, and that opens up the pins and the middle hitters. And so, you know, the passers, I'm sure, feel a little bit more confidence when I'm front row that they can miss a little tight and not be worried whether the point's gonna be ended by them by them attacking the overpass. So I don't know. I just it really depends on the height of the pass.
Right, right, all right. What does this win mean for this team? A win over a top 10 team, a win down the stretch, you know, as we're about ready to close out this season, and a win that'll go a long way on our resume.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Any win in the Big Ten is a big win, and, you know, it's nice for us to get that win at home. Senior night's coming up, so I know that this means a lot for Brandy, playing her last couple matches at home, and, we're going to take it one game at a time.
Joining me now, Illinois head coach Chris Thomas. And coach, what a great, great effort by the Fighting Illini volleyball team tonight.
Yeah, you know, it was okay, Dave.
It was okay, he says coolly. As he walked the entire way up the steps of the grandstand here with a huge smile on his face.
Yeah, you know, I think it was just kind of you don't want to say it, but it's about time win, you know, and we played them well the first time. I thought our game plan was good against them the first time, and it was held true the same this time. And, you know, to hold two of the best hitters in conference to 200 or below on that many swings, you know, Brandy, you've got 32 digs, that's 8 digs per set. That's phenomenal. You got Jordan almost with a triple-double. Jack, 21 kills on 45 swings. You know, just overall, just a great group effort. And you know, it's kind of what we've been preaching for a long time. And I felt like, you know, we were climbing up, we were doing pretty good. You kind of hit a little bit of a plateau, and then you just got to be able to have that one extra jump. And I'm glad tonight was the night. And I felt we were close last night. I just felt we kind of, you know, mentally gave away. But tonight, you know, the challenge was just to take it one point at a time and just make sure that we're engaged and we're always talking, always being great teammates, you know, go down the list of what we talk about. But really phenomenal job, and also hats off to our passers. I mean, really, and servers. We talk a lot about the serve and pass game. That was a big example right there.
Yeah, I was going to just bring that up, that we talk about that aspect a lot. Actually, we got out aced 8-2, but those two aces, first of all, none bigger than the ace by Mo late in this match. And then you put a little wrinkle in tonight. You left Allie Bastianelli in. I've not seen her serve that much this season, and what was your thinking on that?
Yeah, well, actually, her, you know, obviously I haven't been speaking too much about it. She was having some shoulder pain about midway through the season, and so we took her off because we just didn't want to inflame it even more than it was. And, you know, this week, you know, we've been managing pretty well in practice, and hats off to our medical team and to our strength and conditioning staff. You know, start feeling good again, and obviously taking some good swings tonight, and then, you know, I think she's been consistent for us there before, so it was a little bit more precautionary than strategic, but I'm glad to have it back now. So.
Indeed, indeed, with a big ace tonight. Well, you know, nothing is set in stone, but this is certainly... You talk about a gold star on your resume for the NCAA Tournament Committee. You can spin it any way you want, Coach, but this is one of those checkmark wins.
Absolutely. And I know we talked about before, I think maybe yesterday pregame, and we've taken care of business all throughout the season for the teams that we're, you know, in the mix with. And obviously it helps to have any win in the Big Ten at this moment in time and this late in the season heading into the tournament. So I think we made it either way, whether we won or lost tonight. Nothing having to do with next week either. You know, I was just thinking, based on the record, based on everything else we had, I thought we'd be in, but it's nice having this win to get the mojo back a little bit and being able to kind of catapult ourselves into next week and beyond.
All right, one more chance for our fans to see this team this season, at least regular season. Who knows what might happen thereafter, but Wednesday night against Iowa. Hope everyone comes out and pays salute to the kid that I could have had up here as our player of the game tonight as well with 30 digs.
I think you're saving her for next match.
You know, big night Wednesday night against the Hawkeyes.
Absolutely, yeah, Hawkeyes, I think, just beat Ohio State tonight, and they need a win to get to the tournament. They may need one more, so they're going to come out and give it their all, and Ohio State's in the same position right now. Ohio State's been beat up a little bit, but, you know, it's still going to finish strong. No one's going to lay over just because we're in the last couple weeks of the season, or last week of the season, I should say. And, you know, I expect the best out of our crew, too. You know, we demand that every day in practice, and we saw it here tonight. And just a phenomenal win for the group and overall.